This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Security breach at the Vatican.
Vatican police fired at the vehicle.
Debt talks moving along.
We've made good progress this week.
G7 summit to start in Japan.
Top of the agenda is continuing support for Ukraine.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A scare at the Vatican as a driver plows through a gate and reaches a palace courtyard before being caught by police. CBS's Anna Matranga with the latest from Rome.
Vatican police stationed at the gate, fired at the vehicle, but were unable to stop it. A statement from the Holy See said the car was driven by a man about 40 years of age with obvious psychiatric problems who voluntarily gave himself up. The vehicle did not reach the area where Pope Francis lives. The driver is now in custody in a Vatican jail. Anna Matranga, CBS News, Rome.
President Biden is in Japan for the G7 summit.
I'm looking forward to our meetings in the days ahead.
He'll head back to the U.S. on Sunday. The trip cut short because of debt talks in Washington. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio with more.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says negotiators need to strike a deal soon in order to work a bill through Congress to raise the debt ceiling before the June 1st deadline.
It would be important to try to have the agreement, especially in principle, by sometime this weekend.
McCarthy praised the president's negotiating team and said all sides are making progress.
We're not there. We haven't agreed to anything yet, but I see the path that we could come to an agreement. And I think we have a structure now, and everybody's working hard. And I mean, we're working two or three times a day, then going back, getting more numbers.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Hiroshima has more on what President Biden aims to achieve at the G7 summit.
The United States wants to see real solidarity among all the nations here, that the support will go forward and get even more stringent. One senior administration official described it as turning the screws on Russia.
Sources tell CBS News that Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to launch his White House bid next week. We're learning more about Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein's health battle. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
She was off the job for months recovering from shingles, but her office confirms to CBS News she had complications, including Ramsey-Hunt syndrome and encephalitis. She was back for votes here at the Capitol this week, but it has not quieted some calls for her to resign or retire. Though her colleagues say it's her choice to make.
TikTok fights back, filing a lawsuit challenging Montana's ban of the social media site, and TikTok users have also filed a lawsuit. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 115 points, NASDAQ jumped 188. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
National Transportation Safety Board recommends more than 10,000 U.S. bridges should be checked for corrosion after the 2022 collapse of a Pittsburgh structure.
The NTSB says drainage problems on the weathered steel bridge caused its metal legs to deteriorate over time. It says the state had for years failed to heed inspectors' orders to clear the debris, dirt, and leaves that were clogging the drains. A bus and four cars dropped about 100 feet into a ravine when the bridge fell, injuring several people just hours before President Biden visited the city to promote a massive infrastructure law. He went to the site of the collapse.
This is going to be a gigantic change, and there's 43,000 nationwide.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Fewer Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
Takeaway here is that the job market appears to remain strong, consistent with the recent decline in the unemployment rate to 3.4%, matching a historic low.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Researchers at Harvard Medical School have discovered how estrogen might trigger the development of breast cancer in about a third of women who develop the disease. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Estrogen induces breaks in the DNA of breast cells, creating genetic mutations that can lead to breast cancer.
The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union plans to ask its 160,000 members to authorize a strike against the major Hollywood studios. This even though they haven't even been to the bargaining table yet. The union hopes that by holding a strike authorization vote before contract talks, that will give SAG-AFTRA some leverage. Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel says it comes just weeks after Hollywood screenwriters walked off the job.
The actors and directors share many of the issues that have led the writers to go out on strike. Residuals, increases in minimums to meet inflation, the looming threat of AI.
The actors are supposed to begin contract talks with the major studios on June 7th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Traveler Jamie McDonald has set a new record, world record, by visiting all seven wonders of the world in less than 7 days. CBS's Tina Krause in London with more.
Come on. We're doing it.
Starting with the Great Wall of China.
I actually feel quite emotional.
Then the breathtaking Taj Mahal in India.
I don't think I've ever seen anything as beautiful as that as a building goes.
And the ancient city of Petra in Jordan.
3 out of 7 wonders.
But there was little time to revel in the moment. McDonald had another plane to catch. He took 13 flights in all, 16 taxis, 9 buses, 4 trains.
Here we go.
And a toboggan as he ticked off a bucket list of world landmarks. And on the final lap at Chichen Itza in Mexico, he set a world record. Just in time to fly home for more adventure.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, May 18th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. 2 once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of 2 young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.